here on Bill's Classical Jukebox, and we played that particularly because my special guest today, Jeff Shearer, is going to tell us all about Breakfast at Tiffany's, because it's part of the classic movies on the bay thing that we're doing here in Collingwood. Jeff, of course, is the founder and visionary of On the Bay magazine, a distinguished career in magazine publishing, and he is also the manager of this radio station, Classical 102.9 FM. He has an office right next door to me, so it's good to see you. Haven't seen you in at least 15 minutes.
Good day, Bill. Nice to be here.
Let's talk about classic movies on the bay, an exciting thing that happens in the summertime on the water here in Collingwood.
Well, this is our second annual Classic Movies on the Bay. I should, just before we even talk about the movies, just remind everybody where it is if you haven't been. So it's at the amphitheater near the shipyards. And it's really simple to get to. If you're going across First Street, you simply turn north on Maple. And just before you splash your car into the bay, on your immediate left is the amphitheater, which is also on the bay. So that's where it happens, each of these four movies that we're going to tell you about.
And you set yourself up on the hill in the amphitheater, and it's terraced on the hill. So you can bring along lawn chairs, you can bring along a blanket, consider traveling by trail because there's not a lot of parking, but it's just a wonderful outdoor experience.
Yes, the biking trail goes right past the amphitheater. You don't absolutely need lawn chairs because they're built in rocks there that you can sit on. But if it's a little hard on your behind, bring an armchair.
The choice is yours.
Yeah.
Now, we are talking, of course, as you well know, not only to people in Southern Georgian Bay, but in the GTA and Eastern Ontario. But a lot of those folks come up here, and this is a reason to come up on these weekends, so that at dusk on the Sunday night, you get to see a classic movie. What's first?
Well, the very first one is the famous Breakfast at Tiffany's, from whence the beautiful music that you heard, Moon River. Many people didn't know that Moon River was given birth in this film, Henry Mancini's music, and a lovely piece of music. But Breakfast at Tiffany's is, of course, starring Audrey Hepburn and a whole bunch of other people that, frankly, I'd forgotten about when I started to do a little research, like George Peppard, who I think was sort of a bad boy back in the 60s, Patricia Neal, Buddy Ebsen, Martin Balsam, and none other than Mickey Rooney.
Yeah. The screenplay was done by a famous author, Truman Capote.
Yes. It was based loosely, they said, on Truman Capote, by a book of the same name, too, interestingly.
And the story follows a young New York socialite who becomes interested in a young man who has moved into her apartment building. Sounds like sparks are flying.
Well, it's as sparks as that would fly as much as they could fly back in the 60s, and but it was an incredible role because an introvert, and she was required to play an extrovert, an escort, someone that was doing other people's bidding. So it was quite a movie. It was regarded as one of her finest roles, and it won two Academy Awards.
And that's the past that kind of gets in the way of this budding romance.
Yes.
Peppard went on to a whole lot of things, as Patricia Neal, of course, an icon. And the director, Blake Edwards, he did some wonderful stuff as well as Breakfast at Tiffany's.
Yeah, there were just some amazing talent that was involved in this film. And I can't wait to see it again, frankly.
Blake Edwards, I remember, of course, most from Pink Panther movies.
Yes.
Great. But this is just a great film from 1961, Breakfast at Tiffany's. And that is happening Sunday, June the 30th, which is part of the Canada Day holiday weekend. Begins at dusk. And give the folks the location once again.
Yes, it's at the amphitheater. It's on Maple Street as you head north to the bay. And also be reminded that when we say dusk, dusk changes from the beginning of the summer to the latter part. So in July, it'll be a little later. And then the films in August will be a little earlier as dusk comes earlier.
A little bit about the other films. July 14th, Some Like It Hot.
Yeah, can you imagine? Marilyn Monroe, Tony Curtis, Jack Lemmon, one of the funniest movies ever made. And I think we put this into the mix because of its humor. We couldn't think of anything more fun than what those guys did in that film.
That was from 1959, directed by Billy Wilder. August the 4th, bring your old disco costumes, because from 1977, we're going to replay Saturday Night Fever.
You know, John Travolta's role, every time I see John Travolta, Travolta in a film more recently, I still see him in that white suit dancing up a storm with various ladies. And what the music from that film, what became an iconic music film of maybe of all time.
And there is a chance, just a slight chance, that on the Friday before that Sunday, August 4th, I may actually play some of the Saturday Night Fever music on my classical jukebox, but not only if you're away, because he's the boss and he wouldn't let me, but you never know, so stay tuned.
You know, I may be having a long lunch that day.
Yeah, we'll come up with a plan.
Okay.
Let's go to Annie Hall, August 18th, Woody Allen, I think at his best.
Yeah, me too. And for those of us who remember that film and were around in that time, I fell madly in love with Diane Keaton.
I still am.
Yeah, she's wonderful. And she's still around.
I know.
And so is Woody Allen.
So are we.
But it's a wonderful film. And there's a great cameo. Do you remember that, Bill? The cameo?
I'm trying to remember.
By the intellectual, the medium is the message.
Marshall McLuhan?
Yes.
Really?
So Marshall McLuhan
is in
the lineup of the film, and the Diane Keaton and there were three of them in the lineup, and they were all arguing about what's the meaning of the medium is the message, and finally, Woody Allen turns and he says, "Oh, there's Marshall McLuhan.
He'll know.
And I thought that was such a great cameo.
Okay, how do people find out more information? What's the website they should go to?
Well, they should go to any of our websites, to On the Bay, to Classical 102.9, to Classical dot. You know, you can reach information on any of the websites.
Okay, ClassicalFM.ca is probably the easiest one to remember, and you find out all the information about the radio station and about this summer presentation for On the Bay and Classical FM. Classic Movies on the Bay.
Bill, one last note, in case one is thirsty watching the film. We've got drinks available from Collingwood Brewery. We have food by the Collingwood Gourmet, which will be available right there down at the amphitheater on the Bay. And if you see our new classic cruiser, the On the Bay 102.9 FM cruiser, you know you're in the right place.
Wonderful. And it'll be just like going to the movies.
It will.
Hey, we look forward to it. Thank you, Jeffrey. We'll go back to some movie music as we continue on Bill's Classical Jukebox. And